Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Rory Vaden is here. Rory is a new friend. He's a self-discipline coach. I could have used one of these guys a few decades ago. Co-founder of the international training company Southwestern Consulting. He's a New York Times bestselling author of Take the Stairs. Many of you have read that very important book. His new book is called Procrastinate on Purpose, 5 Permissions to Multiply Your Time. He's our new friend, Rory Vaden. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I'm looking forward to this.
It's good to have you here. So, Rory, our fifth grade teacher, Ms. Lewis, right? We all probably had our fifth grade teacher. She wouldn't like you talking about procrastinating, would she?
Well, she might not at first, but once she understands what we're really talking about is she would probably be okay because, the title comes from only one-fifth of what the book is about.
Right.
It's about saying no to the things that don't matter.
That's right.
Say yes to the things that do.
If you're a small business owner, if you can't learn how to do productive procrastination, you're not going to be able to get everything done. I really agree with what you're talking about because some things there's a a great leader. I quoted him in my first book. I'm trying to remember who it was. He said every time at night, everything that was left in his inbox, he dumped it in his outbox just to see if it would come back. So, because he said, sometimes things get put in his inbox that, maybe somebody else should have done. If he puts it in his outbox, they wouldn't bring it back to him. So he said that was a form of procrastination. So you talk about in your book, you talk about permission, though. 5 permissions. Mm-hmm. Tell us about what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was a Saturday morning. I'm at my business partner's house, and we have an important, a rare Saturday meeting, but an important one, an international leaders planning retreat. And my business partner has this 2.5-year-old girl named Haven. And so we're walking out of the house. It's real early. And Haven wakes up and she comes sprinting down the hallway. And she goes, Daddy, Daddy, where are you going? And he says, oh, I'm sorry, baby Haven. Daddy has to go to work today. And her eyes well up with tears.
Right.
And she says, no, Daddy, no work today. Please, no work. And in that moment, Jim, I realized 2 things. The first is that I'm not ready to have children.
If she stuck a knife in his heart, it wouldn't hurt him anymore, would it?
I know. It was heartbreaking. But the second thing that I learned right there was that everything that you've ever heard about time management is tips and tricks. Mm-hmm. It's about tools and technology.
Right.
It's apps. It's calendars and checklists. It's all logical. And in that moment, I realized everything we know about time management is wrong because everything we've ever been taught about time management is logical. And today, time management isn't just logical. It's mm-hmm. emotional.
Right. And life has to be accounted for, doesn't it?
It does. And the 5 permissions are these sort of 5 strategies to help us work our way through our emotions of guilt and fear and worry and anxiety and to help us be more productive.
Right. Well, I actually had a moment like that myself when I got up and went to the closet to put my clothes on a day like that. And my 1.5-year-old daughter came up to me and she said, bye, Daddy. Now, I really wasn't leaving. I was just putting on a shirt. But when she saw me going so much, that was what triggered in her mind that I was leaving. And I said to myself, you've been gone too long. You've been gone too much. And I changed my schedule based on what that little girl said.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and that's the thing is that our emotions dictate how we choose to spend our time as much as anything that's on our calendar and our inbox.
Permission to ignore. That's your first one. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the premise of the book is you multiply time by spending time on things today that give you more time tomorrow. And that is how you multiply time. And it's called the significance calculation, thinking longer term. So the very first step in the focus funnel is to eliminate, because anytime I say no to something today, it creates more time for me tomorrow, because it's time I would be doing something that now I am not. And the permission is the permission to ignore, because many of us struggle with saying no. We are people pleasers, and we want to be, you know, we want to be helpful in that. And so we go through life trying to never say no. The problem that it took me a long time to realize is that anytime you say yes to one thing, you are simultaneously saying no to an infinite number of others.
Right. Because you only have so much time. That's an excellent point. And now this is one of the things that as you become a successful small business owner, a seasoned small business owner, you learn that the most important discipline you have is the ability to say no, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, yeah, the bigger you become as a business, the more, you know, of course, I started out with a couple of business partners, Southwestern Consulting. There were four of us in 2006. We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary. We now have 115 team members. Thank you. And the bigger you get, and the more successful you get in life in general, the more opportunities you have. And learning to what to say no to, and I think next generation time management has less to do with your to-do list, and it has more to do with your not-to-do list.
Mm-hmm. Explain that. It sounds intuitive, but explain that.
Yeah, so I think it's just, you know, you think, you know, people talk about having your to-do list. Well, we have to develop clarity about what things we're going to say no to. And I think that is the real emotion of guilt that we're battling. And that permission to ignore, which is the first of the five permissions that goes with eliminate inside of the focus funnel, is really saying it's okay to say no, because if I say yes to this thing that I don't really want to do, then I'm probably saying no to my family. Or if I say yes to this, I'm saying no to, if I say, you know, yes to like working too much, then I'm saying no to my health or to my spiritual part of, you know, the spiritual part of my life. So you're always saying no to something. And the significance calculation is about, instead of just thinking what is easy right now, here and now, it's easier to just say yes so I don't feel guilty. But the significance calculation is thinking longer term and realizing what are you going to say, what are you saying no to as a result of saying yes too much.
Rory, I need your website, please.
RoryVadenBlog.com is the place to go. You can get a free ebook there, and there's a free webinar.
RoryVadenBlog.com. Quick, check it out. The new book is called Procrastinate on Purpose. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more of the permissions that Rory talks about in his book. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.